Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's meeting with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, especially, year two. It's not really an accolade I try to play for. Accolades aren't something I try to play for. But I think it happens when the team's playing well. You're going to get more guys that, get recognized. I said in an interview yesterday, I think a lot of credit goes to my teammates as well, too. The guys I play next to, making my job a little bit easier. The coaching staff and stuff like that. But, it was a good feeling. It wasn't a good feeling initially when someone said I had to go up and talk to EDC, but because, you never know. But, it was good when he told me, the cameras were in there, and it was a pretty cool experience.
What was your first thought that?
Shoot, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but you never know.
To have the two first-round picks a year ago both be in the Pro Bowl, you share that with Kyle. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, just, we continue to work, continue to push each other. Guys on this team, there's a lot of good men that are deserving of being Pro Bowlers. I think there's a lot of talented guys on this team, especially Kyle. Kyle can do a lot of different things. You guys see it on the field, in the locker room. He's a great guy, too. So happy for him and proud of him. I think a lot of guys can agree. We still got another goal that we're chasing. So,
not to minimize your talent and your work ethic to get to this position, but is there anything that the Ravens did or about the way things work here that you think has kind of helped maximize your ability in your first 2 years of your career?
Yeah, like I said, we got a lot of good players on this team. A lot of guys around me that are really good, really talented players. So anytime you're surrounding yourself by elite talent, it's going to make you better. And I think it's definitely done that, the first 2 years. Just continue to get better, learn from each other, I think is the biggest thing.
How effective do you think has it been rotating the offensive line? Has it been a challenge for you with different guys in and out?
No, I think it's been good for us. Keeping guys fresh. We've been dealing with some injuries, and we want guys to be fresh in the fourth quarter. I think, we've shown that. And guys are continuing to get healthier and stronger. And we got a lot of guys on their line that can play good football. So whoever's in there, we got 100% trust and confidence in them that they'll get the job done.
Did you look more satisfying coming out of college? You had your critics in the front of New York, and
yeah, you're always going to have critics. There's still critics, no matter what, even if you make the Pro Bowl. At the end of the day, the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't going to care on Saturday if I'm a Pro Bowler or not. I'm still going to have to go out there and play. Just enjoy it for whenever they said, I made the Pro Bowl, but I got to move ahead and, focus on this upcoming game and then into the playoff push, because we're all chasing a goal, that is bigger than Pro Bowls. Yeah, I think, one, whenever you got a bunch of talented guys, you got to play together. And I think, we've continued to get better and better, no matter who's in there, just, all five playing together. And, it doesn't do you any good if four guys are playing well together and then one guy isn't. That's the unique thing about the position is the continuity, like you said, that needs to happen in order to be successful as a unit. And just continue to make strides and strides to be better. And, you want to be playing your best football towards, December and January. I think we're trying our hardest to get to that point.
Have you thought ahead to sort of how to make best use of that extra week that you guys did earn?
No, I haven't thought about it once. you know, Steelers got our number the last game, and I think, you know, our goal is to go out here and win Saturday. So that's all our focus is right now.
You bring it up, obviously, you know, really kind of bitter finish to that game. That, I know you want to win every game every week, but does that add some spice or motivation for you guys in the long term?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, this is the AFC North. You know, it's a tough conference, competitive conference, and anytime you're playing an AFC North team, you want to win.